What can you tell us about the elaborate preparations for that?
Well, it's really clear that First Lady Michelle Obama wanted very much to reciprocate the kindnesses of Madam Peng Liyuan and President Xi Jinping in hosting the whole family over the course of last year. There was, of course, that visit by Michelle and the girls and her mother at the invitation of Peng Liyuan to the pandas, to many other sights and sounds of Beijing. And so no detail, essentially, has been spared in the preparations for the state dinner. Take a look.
At the state dinner for President Xi Jinping and Madam Peng Liyuan, no detail is too small. Each table will have one of these candy Chinese gardens and a row of miniature mooncakes just in time for the Chinese Mid-Autumn Moon Festival.
When I was thinking about what I could also include that is, you know, a compliment to China, I read about mooncakes and that the festival is coming next week. I wanted to include something that President Obama likes, and he likes pumpkin. So when I decided to make them, I included them to be pumpkin mooncakes.
More than 200 guests will enjoy this Colorado lamb entree, Maine lobster, and some traditional rice noodle rolls made by a Washington, D.C. noodle maker. Head chef Chris Comerford says the kitchen is always conscious that diplomacy is the main course.
Of course, culinary diplomacy is the best achievement. So if we could make our guests happy with our food, hopefully they'll be happy for the rest of the day. And kind of like that's really our goal.
This is the second time U.S. President Barack Obama and First Lady Michelle Obama have hosted a Chinese leader on a state visit. President Hu Jintao arrived for a state dinner in 2011. China is the only country in the world to be honored with two state dinners under this administration. Just last year, First Lady Michelle Obama, her daughters and mother were the guests of China's First Lady, Peng Liyuan. Now White House aides say the Obamas have a chance to plan something special in return, a gesture of thanks.